Hello everyone, welcome to episode 5 of the Recultism podcast. And then they said Mondas, yeah. Goodnight Sweetheart is the first program we're going to be talking about today. Goodnight Sweetheart was and still is a British sitcom that ran for 6 series on BBC One in Britain from 93 to 99. And there's also a one-off special coming in the autumn, this autumn. And pretty excited about that. I shouldn't be that excited about it, but I like the concept of it, and I'll let you know what the concept of it is now. For people who are in America or have never heard of it, it starred Nicholas Lyndhurst as Gary Sparrow, an accidental time traveller who leads a double life after discovering a time portal allowing him to travel between London of the 1990s and the same area during the Second World War. Yeah, it's one of them shows where in truth they could have done a bit more with it, but just the actual concept of it, it's like a TV repairman in quite a boring marriage, and his ambitious wife Yvonne, and he's got a best friend called Ron, who's also in a marriage that isn't going very well. While on a TV repair call out in East London, he discovers a time portal which leads to wartime London. Where he meets a woman, obviously, a pretty barmaid who works in a pub, and yada yada yada, won't spoil any more, but basically he keeps going in between the two time zones. There was 58 episodes done, and there's going to be a special coming this year. It's part of a BBC One revival of sitcoms, basically. So it'll be interesting to see what they do with that. I think it's one of them sort of shows, if it does actually get made. There's talk of Goodnight Sweetheart being brought back or made into a musical in 2014. Apparently they've had thousands of letters and emails regarding the show wanting it to return. No plans to bring the series back, but the planned musical didn't actually come off in the end. And then this July, there was talk of it definitely coming back for a one-off special episode as part of BBC's landmark sitcom season, with the same writers on board, and Nicholas Lyndhurst back as well. Apparently he's going to be back in the modern day, so it should be pretty interesting. It was a comedy. It was more of a, you know, with a sci-fi bent, so that'll be interesting. So that's online on YouTube and whatnot, if anyone wants to check it out. So that's Goodnight Sweetheart. You've probably heard Richard Herron rambling on about it, because he seems to be interested in it. Next up, we've got a show called Stalker, which is a show which is on Freeview in the UK, on a channel called Pick TV. So that's where I've been watching it. Just watched the pilot episode. It's created by Kevin Williamson, who I have a lot of time for, because he's worked with stuff like Scream and... I think he did Dawson's Creek as well before that, but yeah, he did a lot of sort of teen horror stuff, and I think he had a hand working on The Following as well. So yeah, basically it's got Dylan McDermott, who was on American Horror Story, the first series of that, and I'm not sure if it's actually got cancelled or anything. Oh yes, I've just read it on Wikipedia. It got cancelled after one season. That is a theme on Recultism, and I, if you want to have a drink every time a show gets cancelled that I'm talking about, go for it. You know, a drinking game, the cancelled drinking game. It was basically, I'm going to use the past tense now, the American Police Stalker was an American Police procedural crime drama about victims of stalking and the detectives. The LAPD's Threat Assessment Unit ran from one season in 2014 to 2015 on CBS, and basically they cancelled it on an unresolved cliffhanger. And the basic plot summary is Jack Larson is transferred to TAU from New York City's Homicide Division, and he works with Lieutenant Beth Davis. Strong and focused lady and expert in her field, driven by a traumatic personal experience as a victim. with the rest of their team, young but eager Ben Caldwell and deceptive smart Detective Janice Lawrence, and assess the threat level of cases and respond before stalking and intimidation spirals out of control, whilst trying to keep their own personal obsessions at bay. It's from the pilot. I enjoyed it. You know, I thought it was quite interesting show, but obviously I was more attracted because of the writer. Because I watched about, I think it was about a couple of seasons of The Following, and I enjoyed that. I wasn't really a massive fan of the Scream TV show. I watched the pilot of that. But I do like the Scream films, so Kevin Williamson obviously had a hand in the first two of that. But yeah, Stalkers, I think it's worth checking out, even though I only had one season. But hey, you know, that don't rule anything out just because it's only had one season. Next one I'm going to talk about is a film, so that can't be cancelled. It's called Harry's Here to Help, and it was a French film, and it was out in 2000, and I remember going to see it at the Tyneside Cinema in Newcastle, and it's directed by Dominic Moll, and it's a French film, and basically it translates as Harry, a friend who wishes you well. It's about a middle-class couple, Michelle and Claire, who have a chance meeting with Harry, a high school acquaintance of Michelle's. Starting with that meeting, Harry, travelling with his girlfriend Plum, becomes obsessed with Michael and Claire, begins to have a profound and damaging effect on the young couple. The only thing I can link it to would probably be the Ripley films. It had a very sort of Patricia Highsmith thing to it. It's described as a darkly funny thriller with Hitchcock undertones, and it seemed to do pretty well in terms of critic reviews and stuff like that. It's quite a cult film, so it works here. But yeah, if you like the Ripley films, you know, like Talent and Mr. Ripley, etc., I think you'd enjoy that, because they just have undertones of quite psychotic tendencies and how he kind of worms his way into their lives and stuff like that. It was a good film, so that's worth a check out. So that's a French film called Harry's Here to Help. And the next one talking about is a show I've not seen, but I'm trying to find it online, and it's called The Michael Richards Show. And anyone who knows Michael Richards is would know he's from Seinfeld, and obviously Curb Your Enthusiasm a bit as well. Big fan of Seinfeld, so this show sounded fascinating to me. It 9 episodes, 1 unaired. So you can guess how it ended, don't you? I don't even have to say, just take a drink. It was cancelled. Michael Richards Show was a sitcom that debuted on NBC in 2000. Michael Richards is a reality challenge for successful private detective Vic Nardosa, who gets the job done despite his unconventional methods. Apparently it was like Kramer as a detective, which sounds fascinating for me. A lanky and clumsy private detective working for the McKay Investigative Services. Throughout the show, misunderstanding screw-ups getting away with cases, but he always ends up getting the job done. So it'd be interesting. It had some of three former Seinfeld writers and producers, it personally think it, I'll be well up for saying that. I know Michael Richards obviously had quite a troubled time most recently, but I do have a lot of time for Kramer, and I think, you know, if I had people who were involved in Seinfeld, that would be something I would definitely want to watch. And we've been trying to find that, so hopefully I can find it somewhere on YouTube or something. And the last one we're talking about today is Freddy's Nightmares. Freddy's Nightmares was an American horror anthology series in 1988 until March 1990. Yes, it got more than one series. It was a spin-off from Nightmare on Elm Street. Each story was introduced by Freddy Krueger, obviously played by Robert Englund. The pilot was actually directed by Toby Hooper of Texas Chainsaw fame. And it begins with Freddy Krueger's prosecution on child murdering charges, and ending in a mistrial due to the discovery that his arresting officer did not read Freddy his Miranda rights. A mob of parents eventually corner Freddy in a boiler room, leading him to being tortured by a police officer, dying and gaining his familiar visage. I've only seen about 3 or 4 episodes, but what I've seen, because there's not many episodes about, managed to find a DVD, which was like a region 1. Yeah, so they kind of there's not many about, but basically it was quite comedic undertones to it. Each week there was a different story of a dark-rooted or grim nature in town of Springwood, Ohio, or Elm Street generally. And Freddy would kind of pop up in the plot. Not every story is directly around him, but he's basically host the series. And these kind of like epilogues or introductions and stuff like that. But yeah, I remember there was one with set in a burger chain called Beefy Boy, which I watched at a friend's house, and that was pretty good. But yeah, I think you can pick them out on YouTube or Daily Motion stuff like that, and I think they must be on Region 1 DVDs as well and stuff. But I don't think it's that much call for it, but. If you like your horror and you like your Nightmare on Elm Street, I think it's definitely worth checking out. So if you want to talk to me on Twitter and publicize recultism, it's hashtag recultism, and I'm at IanTodd82 on Twitter. Thanks very much for your time. See you later. Get into the ocean.